Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Columbia resident Renee Powell. She spoke with her friend Tracy Wilson-Kleekamp about what life has been like with a disability and how things have changed as her disabilities have become more visible. Here's Renee.
I was sort of born stubborn. I have been told that a time or two, that I was a little bit of an oppositional toddler and child.
No way.
My mom has told me since then that she really appreciated that aspect of my personality when she saw how much it helped me pursue the healthcare I needed, because that was a challenge too.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know how evasive it is to ask about insurance and how that works and getting the right doctors. How did that work?
Well, I was really very lucky that there was an epileptologist that he accepted Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay.
Because that was my only insurance option.
Wow.
I knew the phrase pre-existing condition from a very early age.
Wow.
Because I knew I could not buy insurance except for, you know, a very expensive policy.
Right.
And so at first it was fine because my medicine was $50 a month and I could do okay. And then later on, when I started having a lot of emergency room trips and switching to newer medicines, it got to be a whole lot more expensive.
Okay. So what kind of barriers did you face because of all of this happening to you?
Well, one interesting thing is I don't consider my health itself to be a problem.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's my body doesn't cooperate with me.
Okay.
Necessarily. It doesn't do what I, or it does things I don't tell it to as far as tensing my muscles up.
Got you. Okay. Involuntary movements. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so... physical access has become an issue.
Okay.
And also visibility. The epilepsy was not noticeable unless I had a seizure. So they're two very different experiences.
Tell me how those two, the visibility part, how it affects you and the physical part, right?
Well, it is very different. And there are things that that I'm discovering that I've been told about. And I said, and, you know, I sort of figured out now that's what that pity stare looks like.
That was Renee Powell speaking with Tracy Wilson-Kleekamp about her life with a disability. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.